Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Country baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Pete Sepp is our guest, and we're celebrating his 15th year as a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Pete, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, we appreciate it. You joined us for the first time. We missed the actual date by about a month or so, but we keep up with these things. We know your batting average, your earned run average. We got your base on balls numbers here. We're like baseball. We keep up with all that, Pete. And so we appreciate the fact that you've been with us now for more than 15 years, and we want to let you know how much.
Well, thank you. It's too early for champagne in the morning.
That's what they made mimosas for, Pete. Welcome back, and thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for 15 great years. Pete's the Vice President of Communications at the NTU.org. Is their website, National Taxpayers Union. NTU.org is a great organization I've been telling you about now since the beginning, and Pete's been an abiding resource for us, keeping us up to date on what's going on in Washington, D.C., what are they doing with our taxes. One of the big topics right now, Pete, is I've been reporting on this for at least a dozen years, and that is the Internet sales tax, which really has its origins in catalogs, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the question of remote sales. When a business that has one location in one state has customers ordering, and this was formerly by mail, now it's largely by internet in another state, who has the tax obligation and where does the tax money go? Well, there's legislation in Congress that would change a Supreme Court decision made in 1992, and it would alter the law to say that now that business located in one state has to collect sales taxes for every customer out of state who makes a purchase, remit that tax to the out-of-state tax authority, and subject itself to the other state revenue department's audit procedures around the country. That's why this is really the defining issue on tax policy for so many small businesses, especially internet-based retailers, because the compliance burden here would be absolutely tremendous. It's not just
what is there, like close to 10,000 different taxing precincts in the country?
Yes, and it's not just a matter of software where you look up a rate and send it somewhere.
Right.
You're going to have state auditing authorities
and
coming
forms,
into your state.
Forms to fill out and
yes.
29 cent checks to mail.
Yes.
Or with a 43 cent stamp. I don't know. Is that what stamps cost today? I don't remember.
Yeah, close.
But the thing is, I mean, think about that, folks. If you have a website, your small business with a website, it's not even your mate. Well, let's back up a minute. Small businesses, there is an exemption of a volume exemption in the law, right? Was it 1 million or 5 million?
It's currently 1 million in several of the proposals.
A million in sales, you don't have to comply. Above 1 million in sales, you do. And I think that number is not horrible, but it probably needs to go up at least to 3, maybe to 5. What do you think?
Oh, I would think so. And even there are a lot of business owners who might worry about, well, if this exemption is set into law, look at what they do with the tax laws for personal income taxes, business profit taxes. They change all the time. You know, what's going to prevent a future Congress from saying, well, the exemption was $3 million, but we need money this year, so we're going to take it down to $1 million. Sorry, folks, start complying. That would be a major worry. And I think the poll that we did very recently on this in July with the R Street Institute brings out a lot of these concerns. Yes, there's a natural public aversion to the T word, taxes,
mm-hmm.
but These results are showing there's greater concern for things like extraterritorial tax powers of government.
Right.
There's a great deal of concern whenever you allow one state's government to reach across its borders and enforce a tax policy on a business or a consumer in another state. The whole federal system is out of whack, and that's
there's also the argument that's really an unfortunate situation where you've got a Main Street retailer in town who's having to collect and remit sales tax, trying to be competitive with an internet company in the same town, who the local company could maybe there's a competitive situation there, and they're not charging sales tax, and it makes that local company less competitive. There's that argument. And, you know, it's just unfortunate, isn't it?
It is, and I think the solution is not to have this complex scheme where you're keeping track of and remitting taxes to thousands
right.
of jurisdictions. Rather, you just say an internet-based business operates the same way as that brick-and-mortar business. No matter who comes through your website, you charge your home state tax rate to every buyer. That's it.
And you remit that to your tax
yeah.
authority.
Yeah.
So you just operate as if you were a brick and mortar, and never mind where the person lives. With never mind a nexus. Your nexus is your state.
Yes, that's what's called origin based sourcing.
And is that being considered?
It is being developed.
Well, where, and are we close to getting a law passed? You think?
I think that the House is considering its options, and that's where the important battle is going to come next. Senate's already done something, and it's not good news.
Right, right, right. So, folks, we'll continue to report on this with our good friend Pete Sepp on the progress. Quick break. Stay with us. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.